We have an expression in English that goes, use it or lose it. It means that if you do not use or practice an ability, you might lose that ability. That could not be more true about English grammar. And here at Everyday Grammar, we do not always give you a chance to review the material we teach you. So today, I am going to do that with a short quiz on some of the grammar rules I have talked about on the show. Ready to test yourself? Then let's get started. I will ask you questions. You will have only a short time to choose your answers. Question 1. Imagine someone is giving you directions to a supermarket. The person wants to express that finding the place is not difficult at all. Which of these could they say? A. The supermarket is easy finding. B. The supermarket is easy to find. Or C. Both are correct. The answer is B. The supermarket is easy to find. After some adjectives, such as easy, we use an infinitive verb, not a gerund. In the correct sentence, the infinitive is to find. Question 2. Since the stay-at-home orders began, many of us have been spending a lot of time at home. Suppose things were starting to become boring. How might you express it? A. I am bored of staying at home every day. B. I am bored to stay at home every day. Or C. Both are correct. The answer is A. I am bored of staying at home every day. Some adjectives, such as bored, are followed by a preposition. And after a preposition, you will find a gerund or some other noun, not an infinitive verb. In the correct sentence, the gerund is staying. Question 3. Suppose you were making dinner and got an important phone call. So you set aside what you were doing and took the call. Which of these could you say? A. I stopped to take an important call. B. I stopped taking an important call. Or C. Both are correct. The answer is A. I stopped to take an important call. In the correct sentence, stop is followed by the infinitive to take. When we follow stop with an infinitive verb, it means someone suspends one action for the purpose of doing something else. Question 4. This one is about cleft sentences. If you do not remember much about them, try reviewing them before answering the question. Which of these is an example of a cleft sentence? A. It was the film Avengers Endgame that led theater box offices last year. B. It was the superheroes who held the Infinity Stones before Thanos. C. Both are cleft sentences. The answer is C. Both are cleft sentences. In cleft sentences, the first clause gives information that is new to the listener, such as it was the film Avengers Endgame. The relative clause gives information known to the listener, such as that led box offices last year. Question 5. Imagine that you wanted to tell people about a fun or unusual skill or ability from your childhood days. Which of these is a correct way to say it? A. I could walk on my hands when I was 10. B. I was able to walk on my hands when I was 10. C. Both are correct. The answer is C. Both are correct. English speakers almost always use the word could to talk about general skills or talents from the past. Was able to is also possible, but used less often in spoken English. Question 6. Suppose some tree branches kept hitting the top of your house and making noise. So you went up there and cut down the branches. What could you say after the work was done? A. I was able to cut down the branches. B. I could cut down the branches. Or C. Both are correct. The answer is A. I was able to cut down the branches. When talking about a past ability during a specific occasion, we use was or were able to, not could. Question 7. As a reminder, a collocation is a group of two or more words that is commonly used together. Which of the following is an example of a verb plus noun collocation? A. A stupid mistake. B. Make a mistake. Or C. Sadly mistaken. The answer is B. Make a mistake. All three answers are examples of collocations, but only make a mistake is an example of a verb plus noun collocation. The verb is make, and the noun is mistake. Now for our final question. Question 8. This one also deals with collocations. Which of these is an adverb plus adjective collocation? A. Happily married. B. Happily alive. C. Thankfully happy. The answer is A. Happily married. The other two answers are not examples of ways we commonly put words together. So, how did you do on the quiz? Good, I hope. If you would like to review any of the grammar from the program today, visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. Join us again soon for another chance to test yourself. I'm Alice Bryant.